Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. AMA question on Twitter real quick. Would you rather Oregon win the college football national championship or Oklahoma City win the finals?
Oklahoma City win the finals.
I think I would rather have Oklahoma City win the finals. Because like I'm kind of like, only Sonics fans are still thinking about that.
Right.
Like, no one really thinks. It's a long time ago.
Right.
It's like a whole generation ago. And it would suck, but and I think they're going to get a new team in Seattle eventually anyway. Right. The Oregon thing, yeah, we can't. That's all we got,
right?
Is that they've never done it.
Right.
Right. The fact that they keep getting close and they've never done it is the only thing we have over them, if you even consider that over them, because they've been really good for a long time. So, yeah, I'd rather have the Thunder win the finals. All right, Mike is in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
Bonk, man, my face hurt, and it sounded like 10 midgets jumping on you at that bus stop, man.
No, they weren't midgets.
I was cracking up. I tried to hold on, but Randy like fell out of the chair. 10 Nikes, man.
Well, that's five people.
Yeah, man.
Five people, 10 Nikes. one of them might have had some New Balances on. I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, my God. That's buddy's
hair. I'm sorry, bro. Good job. Anyway, man. I'm a hurt, bro. Oh, Jesus. All right, so we got Abe today. So you can go back to any decade and be 25 years old with $1 million. Which decade would you go to?
All right, Mike.
Thank you. 70s.
70s?
Hell yeah.
Well, the earlier you go back, the more money. I mean,
exactly.
But you go back to the 1910s.
Be in the 70s.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's tough, not, yeah.
Yeah, but.
1910s
you know
would be different.
You know what?
The roaring 20s before the late end of that whole.
Like, we could go back to the 10s, you know what I mean?
Why the hell would I want to go back there?
You probably wouldn't.
Yeah, with $1 million.
They'd be like, where'd you get that?
Where'd you get that? You know what I'm saying? Like, why the hell would I want to go back there?
You get all that money.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know where the hell I'm going back. Look at 1910. Give me the 70s, man.
But you are right. The further you go back, the more a million is worth. Just let me go back to like the 80s with $1 million and just put it all in Microsoft, you know?
Yeah.
25 years old.
Oh, well, if you're going back with knowledge of what's to come,
oh,
then $1 million is an un. I mean,
right.
You just bet on everything.
I guess there was no knowledge of the future. That wasn't included. God, I don't know. I mean, I liked being 25 when I was 25.
It was cool.
I didn't have $1 million and I had a great time.
Yeah.
I got like a $15,000 settlement from a car accident and a radio producer's salary and thought I had $1 million. If I really had $1 million, I don't know what would have happened.
That's a great point.
So yeah, let me go. When was I 25? 2008, 2009. That was a good time.
Yeah, man.
Good time.
25. Yeah, I was doing all right for myself.
I turned 25 in 2009, the year they took the Sonics.
So you don't want to go back
so
then.
I'd go back and buy them
you
for
go back
$1 million.
And buy $1 million.
I don't think they'd have sold them to me for that. Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What up, fellas? Two things today. This series between the OKC and Timberwolves is going to be amazing. At least I hope it is.
Yeah, me too.
You can't help but the root for Ant-Man. I'm a Lakers fan. He sent us home, but you got to love that guy. Something about him. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of storylines. You got cousins playing against each other. Ant and Shea don't really like each other. But my question is, in the long term, who you think is going to go down as the best guard between Shea and Ant? Mm-hmm. And number two, I got to give Andy his props. Last week, I gave Randy his for the beer, but I don't know how you're able to sit across from Andy, Randy, and you won't be dying laughing. I don't know what he said earlier about lifting up his shirt, and he was like, I don't want to see your stomach. He was like, you like it? Dog, I lost my mind when he said it.
Sorry. I shouldn't have said that. Thank you, Rich. I think we both make each other laugh quite a bit. I saw that SGA had a cousin for the Timberwolves.
Okay.
It's Nikhil Alexander Walker.
Oh, okay.
So Shea Gilgeous Alexander, Nikhil Alexander Walker.
Okay.
Big hyphen family.
Did not know that.
Yeah, they're taking on both last names in that family.
Did not know that.
So that is kind of fun.
Yes.
I think it's going to be a great series. Two young superstars kind of ascending to the height of their powers right now. I think SGA is going to be the MVP.
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if Ant's the MVP next year in the next couple of years. I don't know who's going to be remembered better. God, I don't know. Who knows? They both have a chance to be all-timers.
Really, really, really good.
John is in Athens. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. So 1910s, Abe with $1 million, he could own the steam engine.
Yeah.
And he'd be a tycoon now.
Yeah,
right?
He could be a Rockefeller.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think Tesla's going back to steam engines. But anyway, what I was calling about is you guys were talking about Kyle Pitts earlier. This is admittedly coming from a University of Georgia alum, and I guess the question is, who are the good University of Florida players in the NFL? And if you can't really name many, is there, you think, with Kyle Pitts? And in general, that program, you know, kind of the generation he came from, do you think there's kind of a cultural problem?
Oh, I don't know.
That's a fun UGA question.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
He's like, yeah, they beat us with Pitts. We beat the hell out of them ever since then. But let's go back and talk about how bad their culture is. That's nice. I like that.
I mean, they're in a situation where they're just trying to figure it out since Urban left, man.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know,
and they haven't.
And you had bad hires and all those different things. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know who the hell's in it. Kyle Trask, is Kyle Trask still backup quarterback in Tampa?
That's not a great, obviously a great example.
I'm sure there's a running back somewhere.
Yeah,
Damian Pierce.
Damian Pierce.
It's a lot of O-line, D-line, and defensive backs, if we're going to be honest.
Yeah.
Anzalone is a pretty good linebacker. But, yeah, it's not exactly a here's a bunch of stud. Like, you put together a team full of Florida Gators, and they're probably, like, without the quarterback as good as the Jaguars.
Okay.
Yeah. Now I hadn't thought about that. Like, it has been kind of tough sledding for even like NFL talent coming out for the last handful of years too. Because you just associate the program with producing NFL players because
they did for so long. Yep.
So many great players came from that program. But yeah, it's been tough. I don't know. They kept the guy. He's still the head coach.
Yeah.
They got the quarterback still. I mean,
he's going to be really good.
Put up or shut up year, right?
Yeah.
Because after that horrible start last year, kept him.
Yeah, but I'm saying if they don't get it done this year, he's gone.
Oh, yeah, TJ Lagway's gone. They're going to fire the coach, all that. Justin's in Athens. Hey, Justin.
How's it going, fellas?
Pretty good, Justin.
So I work in a retail position. I move a lot, so I get to know a lot of people.
Okay.
and a lot of people like me for my personality, not my looks. But
all right.
So I had a friend at one store ask me, like, what do you want for your birthday? Because she was going to cook me something. I was like, first thing popped in my head, I said meatloaf. So she made me this meatloaf cake. The icing was mashed potatoes, and it was garnished with broccoli.
No.
So what is the most creative or craziest or best birthday dinner you've ever had?
Wow, that's a great story, Justin. That also sounds delicious.
It does. Oh, man.
I haven't had a good meatloaf in a while.
There's dinner.
There's dinner.
Yep.
Oh, great. Thank you for inspiring
that,
Justin.
There's dinner right there.
Nice.
I don't know.
My wife does a really good job when she makes, like, any pie or even, like, a chicken pot pie, like a savory pie. She always will, like, make the crust, and then sometimes she'll, like, weave it, mm-hmm. so it's that woven crust, you know? She'll do that sometimes. Yeah, it's crazy.
Really?
Or she'll, like, cut out pieces of, like, crust to make them look like little fall leaves or something. Or she'll decorate, like a Christmas pie with different... She's an incredible baker.
Nice.
She's an incredible baker.
Nice.
She married a guy who doesn't like to eat a lot of baked goods.
Right, so right, right.
I make her mad all the time. And I'm like, I don't want any of that.
Oh, man.
But you have to.
She done spent all day making it, probably.
No, the chicken pot pie, the savory pie I'll eat. But, yeah, she's very good at decorating those. Like, the most creative birthday dinner.
Man.
God, I don't know. I mean, normally cook on my birthday.
That's what I'm about to say. I think, like, when my wife came in, she thought she was kidnapping me when I turned 40. And thought she was kidnapping me and taking me somewhere that I knew we were going the whole time. I'm like, babe, I know where you're taking me, okay? Don't say anything.
LaGrange.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know we're going, baby, okay?
Going to the Great Wolf.
All right, we're going to see the damn, when I get to the airport, we're going to see where the thing says, the destination.
Yeah, they do tell you the destination at the airport.
That's okay, baby, I'll let you
Unless she blindfolds
unless
you.
Blindfolded
walking through an airport is a pretty bad look, though.
I do not be blindfolded. That's why I don't do pinatas. I don't like
What would you be blindfolded for?
I don't want to be blindfolded.
You're not a surprise guy.
I am not a surprise
guy.
Like and reason why, because I don't want to, like, you know, the whole thing where you're blindfolded and you find your wife and all this. I don't want to touch the wrong person.
Sure.
You know, I worry about that stuff.
Yeah.
I worry about touching the wrong person being blindfolded.
Absolutely.
That's why I don't be blindfolded.
Or some prank. You
yeah,
know?
Man. Or a prank.
Somebody blindfolds you and you're like, all right, now. Mm-hmm. And then you take the blindfold off and it's something completely different.
Don't even play with it.
Don't need that.
Don't even play around with that.
Yes, I guess that's a long answer of I don't know. I don't know the best, most creative birthday dinner I've had. But I was like, you know, let's buy a more expensive steak than we normally do and let me grill it.
Yeah.
Because that's a birthday gift to me.
Hell,
because not only do I get to have a delicious steak that I cooked, I get to grill.
Yeah. So. And I mean, that's always.
Yeah.
Always
a plus. I think I'm going to get a new grill this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Because we're building a new deck.
I know.
So to christen the new deck, you got to get a new grill.
That is true.
Yeah.
So cool. You going to keep the other one?
No, the charcoal grill, I think, is met its end.
Where the hell are you going?
Huh?
Where the hell are you going?
Well, I'm going to get a new charcoal grill.
Oh, boy.
You know, hey.
Oh, boy, you had me.
You don't have to quit the show.
You had me worried there.
Just the one I have is, I think it's finish line.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're about good.
All right.
I just knew you guys ain't going gas on me. Hell no.
Oh, okay.
Hell no.
Any talk of some guy coming in to put in a line would be problematic.
Okay. As long as he knows that. Okay. No problem. Okay, we're back.
There's not some guy coming in to put in anything at my house.
We're back. Okay.
I put in my own stuff. Decks and otherwise. Tobobby is in Brookhaven. Hey, Tobobby.
All right, y'all. So I had a great weekend this past weekend. Talked a lot of softball with Bo, Wu-Tig. And also over the weekend, me and my wife got to share some news with my family, you know, surprise them, and it was awesome. Well, to our surprise, my dad, who had known this information, had not spilled the beans. Who's the mouth of the South in y'all's family? Who's that one person that every time you tell them something, you're just about sure everybody and their mama going to know come sundown?
Yeah, yeah. That's everyone has one,
yes,
right?
Yes. I'm not going to say it.
Right, because you don't want to be that person.
Yeah.
Because if you said it on the radio about that person being a loudmouth,
exactly.
Kind of makes you sound like a loudmouth.
There it is.
It's Aunt Colleen in my
family. Aunt Colleen?
Yeah. I'll say it. I don't mind saying
it. Is Aunt Colleen
in the group? She's not listening.
Is Aunt Colleen, is she in the group chat?
No, she can't be. She can't be because if she's in the group chat, then she'll just take it and broadcast it to everybody else.
Like, sometimes when you're in a group chat and you're the one of the members of your family goes outside the group chat to text you personally about whatever's going on in the group chat.
That's always funny.
Yeah.
When the group chat leads to a side chat.
Yes. Yes. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's it.
I'll be telling that half of your business, Randy.
Yeah, you got it. All right, let's be careful, because if you tell her, she's going to tell everyone.
Yeah, that's how.
And then it's going to be.
That's how I be sometimes.
And my wife's from a small town, so like you know, you go back, then everybody knows the little details. You don't need all that.
No, you don't.
All that business. That does it for the phone calls. Okay. We got any socials? One or two?
We do. Do either of y'all have a favorite shoe? Maybe of all time.
Like
what was your favorite shoe?
Oh,
maybe you've ever owned
Air Max,
or your favorite style of shoe, Air Max.
Air Max ones, these ones that I got on right now.
Yeah.
I've had 17 different versions of these Air Maxes.
I don't know really, because I'm not a big shoe guy.
Yes, you do. Pool shoes.
I like pool shoes, man.
Although you got some nice Asics on right now.
I got some new Asics on because of my daggone these. I gotta get these Spurs under control.
Yeah, they're right? Flipping on you.
Yeah, they're flipping. So I gotta get them under control, and then we'll go back to barefoot and chilling. I gotta get them under control.
You even have socks on.
I know, man. Wow. I know, dog. Socks and shoes.
That's a shocker.
That's a shocker, especially if it got warm.
Yeah, because it's 90 degrees outside.
I know,
man.
I know, but I'm getting.
But you love pool shoes.
I love pool shoes. Yeah. They're easy. They're easy, and they're $20. Now I think I raised the price of them because I done bought so many of them, Andy. Because they used to be $19.
You changed the market.
Now they're $27.
That might be a tariff thing. I don't know much about that supply chain stuff. But yeah, these Air Maxes. Really, I love pretty much all Air Maxes, but these ones specifically. I just feel like they look good in all occasions. You can wear them with pants. You can wear them with shorts.
Uh-huh.
You can wear them to a nice event. You can wear them to sports radio work with your gym shorts on.
There you go.
It's a multi-purpose sneaker. That's where I'm at with that. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
I had a pair of Jordans when I was a kid I liked a lot. I don't know what number they were, though.
Which ones?
I don't know what number they were.
Jordans?
Yeah.
Describe them.
They were 12s. No, I was 12.
What did they look
like? They had the silver tongue on them.
Huh?
They had the silver tongue. The tongue of the shoe.
Did it have the two holes in it?
Yes.
I think those are the sixes.
I cannot tell you what number is.
I love every Jordan up to the 15s, but I can't wear them. I look weird. I look weird in Jordans.
You always say that.
Yeah.
Ashley's anti-bus.
Anti-bus. And not only like looks down on it. Like
anti-bus.
She's real bougie about, we're not going to do that. What? All right. Daddy Randy going to get some sleepy sleep.
You better believe that.
Sleepy sleep.
You better believe that.
So apparently Stevie Wonder is a bat. And Andy got beat up in sixth grade by a gang of Polynesian bus riders.
Yes.
They weren't a gang. They were just a family.
One of them jumped.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out from behind a tree, nickname suggestion, the Polytresian.
Love it.
And Happy Feet, not just a movie about dancing penguins.
About what then?
I guess Marcelo Ozuna's home run.
Oh, that, yes. Right. Got it. All right. Hey, good one. Good show today. Man. Enjoyed it. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow at 11. Sports Radio 93.9 The Game.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.